At a certain point in practice, the Buddha seems to have offered an instruction to cultivate the perception of impermanence. This does speak to an orientation, a kind of curiosity, perhaps, around how impermanence shows up in our experience. Through this cultivation of impermanence, our mind begins to more fully recognize the unreliability of experience as a place where we can find lasting happiness. And this is one of the definitions of the understanding of dukkha. And through this cultivation of recognition of impermanence, cultivating the perception of impermanence, the Buddha pointed out to his son, this begins to uproot the conceit I am. Because not only do we see external things, the sensations, we not only notice things outside of us coming and going, but we also recognize everything in experience doesn't last for long. There's nothing in our experience that lasts for more than a vanishing moment when we really start to pay attention and notice. And this begins to help us to see that what we are taking to be the sense of self is just simply changing conditions. And the attribution of self is an idea that itself is changing. And so the Buddha encouraged us to recognize change. How do we experience change? As mindfulness becomes more established, as there is more continuity of mindfulness, we can incline towards this perception of impermanence. Be curious about how does impermanence show up. And so relax. Recognizing awareness, are you aware? And recognizing experience? What are the objects that you are mindful of? Just noticing what's here in this moment and in this moment and in this moment. And we can be curious about the changing nature of experience. Being curious more about this side of experience than the specifics of the experiences themselves. And this is attuning to this perception of impermanence. We might notice that with each moment, or at least in certain moments, there's something different that we are aware of. This is a kind of the first way we begin to recognize a changing nature, that our own attention shifts from experience to experience. Here we're not noticing the impermanence of experience itself. We are noticing something about the changing nature of our own minds. Not in each moment. Maybe something new is showing up. Attention is connecting to something new. Can this be just simply what we recognize? Almost like a flow from experience to experience. Maybe sometimes feels like a flow. Maybe sometimes feels jumpy from experience to experience. Sometimes we might notice, as the mindfulness kind of can connect with an experience more fully, we might see an experience coming into being, the beginning of a sound, or just establishment of mindfulness that's available to receive the arising of an experience. Maybe noticing how that experience changes through over time. And maybe noticing its ending. Experience arises, persists and passes away. And in that experience of persistence, there is also change that can be seen. Relax. Receive experience. Open to this curiosity about how change shows up for you. This can be a very light exploration. More of just holding the curiosity around impermanence than trying to dig or look, try to grab onto it, allowing the relaxed, receptive attention to receive experience as it is. And holding this question, how is change being recognized?